today, ruling from a federal judge. Lisa Brady, Fox News. The judge on the Trump documents case is granting the former president's request for a special master,
which means a third-party neutral arbiter will now come in and look at those documents taken from Mar-a-Lago by the federal government, by the FBI, on August 8th. Look at those documents and see if any of those documents need to be returned that may be outside the scope of the investigation. In plain English, this means potentially a retired judge or an attorney not connected to this case will come in. They may have to get security clearance given the nature of this case, and this will slow down the investigation.
Fox's David Spund. The Justice Department says today's opinion is being examined and the appropriate next steps being considered. The department has said previously its own third-party filter team already reviewed the documents, finding a limited amount of privileged material. President Biden still walking back recent attacks on Trump supporters.
I want to be very clear up front. Not every Republican is a MAGA Republican. Not every Republican embraces that extreme ideology.
At a Labor Day festival in Milwaukee, singling out MAGA Republicans in Congress and saying Americans must choose if they want to go forward instead of backward in the midterms. A Memphis mom remains missing even though a kidnapping suspect is in custody. Eliza Fletcher was forced into a car while out for a run.
Mike Keeney is her uncle.
We want to start by thanking everyone for their prayers and outpouring of support. Liza has touched the hearts of many people, and it shows.
Fletcher's abduction was recorded by a security camera. A suspect is now being held on $500,000 bond. 38-year-old Cleotha Abston is a previously convicted kidnapper who neighbors say was often soliciting them for sex.
Fox's Eben Brown. Police say Abston has been uncooperative. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Two murder suspects still at large after a stabbing spree that killed 10 in Saskatchewan, Canada.
Rhonda Blackmore is the assistant commissioner of the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Saskatchewan and says they're investigating 13 crime scenes in the James Smith Cree Nation as well as nearby Weldon.
At this stage in our investigation, we believe some of the victims have been targeted by the suspect and others have been attacked randomly.
Investigators are looking into reports of sightings of the two men in Regina, which is about 200 miles south of where the killings happened.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the number of injured is up to 18. The home stretch of a busy holiday weekend, the TSA says it's already screened about 6 million people at airports across the U.S.
AAA says a survey they did shows 32% of Americans are planning to travel on this Labor Day. That includes 12% of people who say they're planning to go 50 miles or more. Expected to be the busiest Labor Day holiday in the last 3 years. A lot of people going to be in the skies. Experts saying the number of people flying are now back to pre-pandemic levels. That causes a lot of busy times for the airports. But the airports so far do seem to be handling the increased demand.
Fox's Bill Malusian at Los Angeles International Airport. Many airlines adjusting their schedules after big problems earlier in the summer. Despite high inflation, there's one area where Americans keep splurging.
The economy might be ugly, but Americans will spend a buck to feel pretty. Target, Kohl's, Macy, Nordstrom all highlighting strong sales of beauty items in their second quarter earnings as major retailers slash financial outlooks in other areas. Ulta Beauty, the largest beauty retailer in the country, said overall sales spiked nearly 17% compared to the same period last year. There's also a theory behind this. It's called the lipstick index, which derives from the lipstick sales rising during times of economic downturn as a form of escapism and indulgence.
Fox's Gianna DeLosi and Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.